67 today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're ready to rock into yet the first week of June. Like it or not, the sun is here. Mother Nature rears her ugly head in a different way as we're heading into hurricane season. We'll talk about that on the show. But speaking of a hurricane, the damage has long been done on this one, but now it's just going to become official, and it's like playing craps, folks, in Vegas. GM looking for that bankruptcy and a brand new life. But what does that mean for you and for me? Well, some of the CEOs of several huge companies were on Meet the Press and talked to David Gregory, and I thought it was pretty interesting. There have been a lot of people, of course, who have sounded off on GM, but why not hear what some of the big boys and girls have to say? Was this a smart move, a bad move by the Obama administration? Or is it just kind of a nothing move? Does it cancel each other out? Because so many people have lost jobs, and ultimately what direction will GM go? And can this company really end up flipping around with a restructuring? Here's what Jim Owens had to say. He's the chairman and CEO of Caterpillar.
The auto industry in general, globally, I think, has got significant excess capacity. And in the case of the U.S. auto industry, they had a problem in terms of they weren't cost competitive in the global economy. So the bankruptcy and the chance to reorganize and to reestablish an industry that is competitive with the products they build in the domestic economy and hopefully internationally is one that GM should take. I think they've made significant improvements operationally last few years, but with their labor cost and with the excess number of dealers they had, they just weren't in a position to compete without restructuring.
All right, so here's what he's saying there. There's just no way they could compete. There's no way they could do that. So if GM emerges from bankruptcy, you'll have a whole new management team, obviously. Things would turn around. What would some of the assets be? Would they sell them off? Would they spin them off? And assets include, we're talking about the types of cars, Saturn, Pontiac, the Saab brands, etc. And you look at the factories, and, of course, we know the people that have been affected by this. Here's another point of view, and this one is Ann Mulcahy. She's the CEO of Xerox.
Well, I think it's the only idea here. So I think we're at a point where it is the right path. And, as Jim said, it requires a dramatic restructuring of the industry. And that can either happen outside of or inside of bankruptcy. And in this case, there is no other path at this point. I do think that, the American people want an American car industry. And if things are done correctly, there will be an appetite to continue to support it. But it's going to have to be one that demonstrates that it's sustainable in the long term.
All right. And doing things correctly, there's the question. What does that mean? That the Americans have an appetite for that. She brings up an interesting question, and that's why I let you hear what she had to say. What is your appetite for American-type vehicles, America? What are you looking for in a car? What could GM do in the future years to seduce you into buying their product and keeping it alive? Now, we know the backstory of this. Do you know, and I mean, of course you know that GM was more than huge. It was the world's largest automaker for 77 years. That filing of bankruptcy on Monday morning couldn't be more ginormous. And it's a word in the dictionary. So don't hit me up with emails. It's been in there for like 3 years. Anyway, the majority ownership, that's right, the new GM, $30.1 billion in bankruptcy financing from the government and the Treasury. And they don't think there's going to be any kind of other assistance that will go their way. That means the federal government has a 60% equity stake in this retooling effort, right? 12% the Canadian government holds because they're lending close to $10 billion to the company. And remember, last year, the GM execs said this would not happen. This would not happen. There's no way this will happen. So this is a company that has gone to the lowest depths that you could go. This is a company that once made more than half the cars. You look around on the highways, that's what you saw. People were driving GM cars. Now what? So the high costs, the fuel-guzzling light trucks, gasoline prices going sky high, shooting down GM's dreams. You know, they've been slammed with $88 billion in losses since 2004. Well, almost anyone you talk to in the capacity of a CEO or running a huge company, all of them think that this has to happen, of course, that they have to restructure. That's that they've got to do. They've got to figure out what they can do. And what's holding them back? Is it labor contracts? And, of course, horrible relationships with debtors and franchisees and in a bankruptcy, I guess it does wipe that clean. But 11 factories are closed, idle, gone, three of them. And they're going to reopen one of them. I guess they're going to build a smaller car. But how many of us are going to run and buy their smaller car? Can GM really flip it around that quickly? So here it is. You've got this new administration, and they are in control, baby, of a big piece of what used to be pure American capitalism. Yeah. Rick Wagner, remember that? He got ousted, pushed out the door, the CEO of that company. And they rejected the recovery plan that under his watch was put together. That was when the wild gang of three decided to fly in their private jets to Washington, and they had no plan. Ooh, a plan? I need you to bail me out, but I don't really have a plan. So here's the question I ask to all of you. What could GM do with this smaller car to entice you to buy it? I'm going to say they're still going to have trouble. I looked around on the today when I was driving so much to go to this dinosaur park that I went to in Fort Worth, Texas, for all of you unfamiliar with that area. And in doing that, I was on major highways, and I looked around a lot and noticed that, you know what, most of the cars are Toyota, Honda, and almost everything I saw was not GM. I'm not saying there wasn't any, but how they emerge from this in 90 days, and ultimately, the bigger question is, how do you get the American people to buy into whatever the GM products are? Let's see those designs. Because I think, frankly, they've done a lousy job in that department. And also in looking at the trends of what was happening with gasoline, etc., and ultimately what the appetite would be for Americans. What is it that Americans want to gobble up? And it wasn't what they were offering up, right? Odds and ends, because lots of things happened over the weekend. We're going to get to that next here on America Tonight.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
All right, the big fat question heading into the first week of June, of course, is can GM really turn things around and entice us to buy their cars? Because if they are not selling any cars, they're not going to turn things around. This new smaller car, what does it look like? What is it going to mean to you and I to make us want to put it in our driveways with a car that is restructuring under a bankruptcy? That happens on Monday morning when they actually file for it. I'm going to say it's going to be a tough uphill battle, frankly, because you cannot force people to buy those cars, and a lot of people are buying the foreign cars. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on these airways, coast to coast and everywhere in between on America Tonight. Coming up around the bend here, we're going to do odds and ends, and it includes what the Obamas did this weekend and what happened at the Colonial Golf Tournament in Texas, the latest PGA tour stop, and why should you actually care about that? I'll tell you why that's significant also as well. But first, let's go to our leadoff man, Tomas, is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas. How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good. Had a good little dinner for Sunday today. We listened to a little salsa music, you know, and it was outside and everything. So it's pretty good, pretty good.
Guacamole, I like salsa,
you know. You do.
I like salsa music.
You can play some then, you know.
Yeah. I know. We'll have to dig some up. We'll dig some up for you because I'm sure Matt likes it as well. But I've had many a fun night with salsa in New York and in Texas, of course, as well. So good for you. What's on your mind?
Well, you said, is it what America wants to buy? This GM cars? Right. I talking like a lawyer, I said, I submit to you, that's not the issue anymore, what America wants. They're going to give us this car, And because the legacy of Obama depends on this, because remember, he put $50 billion into GM, and they're still going bankrupt, I think. You know, we'll find out tomorrow, right? They're going to offer this car for, you know, $7,000, and it's going to have like a $300,000 a year, you know, super warranty. And, I wouldn't be surprised if you buy this car, you know, you might get something on health care or rebate there, you know, because you believe in a green planet. And so, you know, you should also have health care. And maybe they'll help you find a job because you have an efficient way of going, you know. And if you don't, well, you might get a little fee, a little extra fee in your tax form if you don't have a GM car. Because, of course, GM cars are the best for the environment.
You know, anyway. Excellent point, because there's probably going to be, you're right, there's probably going to be a lot of incentives, thinking that the government owns 60% of it, there's going to be a lot of incentives wrapped into this because, you're right, it would be brutal for Obama's legacy for this to fail, and of course, GM at once being the powerhouse it was, and that was the whole idea, it'd be disastrous to let this company go under, so geez, we got to bail them out.
The unions, you know, I mean, Obama's got to feed them, keep them smiling, you know.
Right.
Although, like you said, I mean, even with all this money, you know, people are still losing their houses and factories are still closing down. I don't know why if he's such an extreme left-wing liberal populist love-the-people person, why didn't he do like FDR and put a moratorium on foreclosures? Just, you know, executive order, boom.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that because that's what's called trying to please everyone on both sides of this and dance around in the middle when you're right. It doesn't make sense with what Obama was billed as. It doesn't make sense that he wouldn't have done that. And this, I think this GM thing could be a disaster because the other thing is, Tomas, when I say, you know, is it what America wants? What's the one thing, especially for a lot of guys and probably for women too, the car, it's all about the car or the truck, no matter what. If they get a used one, if their cousin's friend found this deal for you, whatever. And I still think you can't throw this down someone's throat because they're going to drive what they want to drive.
Well, you know, the government is going to come down and they're going to say, you know what? Every car on the road needs to have a sticker, you know, and that is going to cost you all kinds of money to get your car, you know, the equipment to, you know, meet the new national emission standards, you know, then national safety standards, national green standards, national, you know, methane standards. If you drink milk, probably you're, I don't know how that affects the methane of the cows. You know,
that's right.
I mean, they got ways to make us all say, you know, GM car, I like that. It's only $7,000. The other cars, you know, cost $21,000.
Yeah, I might have to think about this. You're right. Hey, Tomas, you take care. Thanks for the jingle.
Hey, you're great.
Thank you. All right, some salsa music. We're going to have to start digging up that salsa music. I'll tell you what, it really, if you want to cut loose, that's a good time to go out to one of those salsa clubs. Oh, that's a lifetime ago. All right, so talking about, of course, GM and the situation they're in, it's over as far as the bankruptcy thing because they're going to file for that, restructure the whole thing. We've already talked about that. We know what it meant as far as jobs for a lot of people. And he brings up a great point. Will the incentives just be so much that you can't, it's a deal too good to refuse? And because the government has 60%, well, certainly that's a real possibility. And we know by a couple of weeks ago what happened, that you're going to have tougher emission standards. And there's a big push for that to happen by 2016. So where are we? 9, do the math, 16. Really, it's just down the pike. All right, it was quite a weekend for the First Lady and the President because, yeah, the first couple left the girls behind and decided to head off for Manhattan. Now, how do you move a president to take him to dinner and a Broadway play from the White House, from Washington? Well, what you do is you take two helicopters, a small Air Force jet, and you make your way to Manhattan that way. Mm-hmm. What happened was the Obamas were going to see this new release, and I don't know how new it, how long it's been out, but it's still fairly new, by August Wilson, and it's called Joe Turner's Come and Gone. It's about a guy coming to terms with the history, a man coming to terms with the history of slavery. So it was a night of dinner and going to the play, going to Broadway. The Obamas weren't the only celebs in the audience. Meryl Streep was there. Olympia Dukakis was there. A couple of other people were there as well. The Obamas sent a note to the cast afterwards. But here's the key. Who cares about all that? They went to dinner. They had to do what you have to do when you're president. You have to get in the, you know, the jet. It was a Gulfstream 500, sort of a more modest Air Force One. And you have to have the Secret Service, but that's always. You'd have to have them no matter what you did. But the night on the town was $24,000 at least for the three aircraft used to move the Obamas around, and dinner, orchestra tickets, all that sort of stuff. That was paid by the Obamas, so that makes sense. And somebody said to me, should we have to pay for this when we're in a recession for the president to have a date night with his wife? Is that fair or foul? Is it fair for the president to want to take her to Broadway, and this is what you have to go through? You have to jump through hoops. Well, certainly the president can't be completely isolated and go nowhere, and because he's the president, in moving the president, he can't just get in a car and drive off somewhere. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question. The problem, I think, is that if you're asking the American people to pinch pennies, and geez, you got to think of ways to help each other, and you got to volunteer. You know, the commencement addresses, Michelle Obama said that, and a lot of other people have said that in their commencement addresses about this is the time to volunteer and do all these things to help your fellow man and all that sort of stuff. And we see that unemployment is so high. You're definitely going to have people that are going to criticize that. There's no question, because who's footing the bill, basically, right? For all that, who's paying the freight on it, the $24,000? And like I said, you could look at that two ways. Well, you know, he's the president. Other presidents, certainly George Bush, took all his vacations when he went to the ranch in Crawford and was massively criticized for the amount of time he took off. In this case, if it's a basically a night of R&R, is it fair or foul for the president to do that? Bottom line is, he's the leader of the free world, right? And he can do that. Coming up on the flip side, it's not $24,000, but $1 million check. That's what happened at the Colonial. Yep, over the weekend on the PGA Tour stop. That's part of Sports Shorts. We'll get to it round the bend.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
What a waste here on America Tonight. In the meantime, you can still weigh in on GM. Would you buy one of their new sexy small cars? Can't wait to see that design. However, they might be laden with incentives, you would think, since the government has a 60% chunk. 800-259-5791. All right, now we're on to sports shorts, and that means a couple of quick things that happened over the weekend in sports worth mentioning. Why do you care about a little old golf tournament, a PGA stop, the Crown Plaza Invitational at the Colonial? Well, first, let me tell you this. I was out there twice, as I am a fan of golf, and since it was close to where I happen to be located, I went out and, like Colonial, always have great people over there. Steve Stricker blew a final round lead right after he took it, snapped it up. He gave it away, missed a short par putt down the stretch, ended up in a playoff scenario. He's still in the end one. So he walks away with a big chunky check over $1 million. In fact, $1,116,000. Not a bad day at the office, eh? A bad week at the office, I guess, because really you've got 4 days of golf and the pro-am before that. Well, Stricker apparently had some scruff on his face, and the idea was that he was going to grow this beard until he won. Here's what he had to say after the tourney.
Well, I tell you what, You know, the last time you and I did this, I did the same thing, but this means a lot. You know, it's a tough road. You know, it's tough to win out here, and I feel fortunate that any time you get the chance to, and finally I was able to, chip one in here and then make birdie here. You know, it feels really good.
All right, so you could tell he was kind of choked up, and I had a little tiny brush with him on Thursday as he was cutting through the ropes to cut over to his start hole, and just a really super polite, nice guy, and it takes a lot out of you mentally. Now, say what you will, hey, those golfers make a lot of money, and geez, they're privileged country club guys. Stricker wasn't one of those guys. You want to talk about bootstrapping? He was a bootstrapping guy, lucky to be in the position that he's in and had to earn his way up every step of the way. He had to do that. But the interesting thing about the golf tournament, it's why this is our daily salute, is the fact that Amy Mickelson, who is the wife of Phil Mickelson, it was discovered that she had breast cancer right before this tournament. He would have been the defending champ. So, of course, he said, look, family first. We agreed upon that when I got married. So I'm not going to – I'm off the tour until – you know, we tackle this, the cancer and that sort of stuff. So this is what was really cool. This announcement happened, you know, right before the tournament, a couple days before the tournament. And what they decided to do was raise breast cancer awareness. There were some Komen people out there, the Komen Foundation, you know that, out there on the tournament at various areas with booth setups. People could make donations. They had pink pins and that kind of stuff. But men came to the tournament, spectators, wearing pink shirts, wearing a pink hat, wearing something pink. They had a big pink out. And the golfers, almost every single one of them had either pink pants, pink shirt, a pink hat, a pink something or other. And when men get involved in this, I think that says something about the classy people on that stop that happened to be in Fort Worth, Texas, for jumping in here in the last second. And also the golfers themselves, because certainly they don't have to do that, but they showed support for a woman who some of them knew, some of them didn't know very well, but obviously a lot of men affected by breast cancer as they are husbands and fathers and grandfathers, and many people have lost people to cancer, and it's extremely emotional. So it was very cool to be at an event where you had big burly men wearing pink shirts and pink hats and all that kind of cool stuff, and certainly get well, Amy Mickelson, but hats off to the people who did that. So can we have some applause from the studio audience, as that is our daily salute here on America Tonight. Yeah, absolutely. It was stunning. I've never seen anything like it, I have to say. All right, as we continue here on America Tonight, besides GM and their woes in a courtroom, which will happen, it'll be just a matter of filing the papers in this bankruptcy, filing for the Chapter 11, and then doing all the work behind the scenes, the restructuring that's already, I think, laid out and is going to be in place. Certainly, this courtroom battle will be a little bit different in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, still haven't picked a senator there. How crazy is that? Norm Coleman and Al Franken. Now, Al Franken technically should have this seat because Coleman trails by 312 votes. Now, he's the incumbent, but he's not letting go of this. He's decided that he needed to take it all the way to the High Court of Minnesota. So 7 months after this race was supposed to be wrapped up and there was supposed to be a senator, yeah, it's going to the Supreme Court in that state. It's ridiculous because here's the money that's been blown. During the campaign, you want to talk about commercials for both of these guys. Supposedly, it's about $37 million that was sunk into that. Now, they've both had to have more money since Election Day because you've got a legal battle brewing. So now it's another $13 million. So if you do the math and add up everything in between with the staffs and whatnot, it's over $50 million to decide the Senate race. And that is absolutely ridiculous. That is double what it cost the candidates back a few years ago, 2002, when Coleman had originally won that election and been named senator. I mean, it's frankly, it's appalling. Nobody is doing interviews in either camp. So this is a big showdown in the court. Most of the attention is on Coleman, who's been behind since December but refuses to give in to this. So, gee, flip a coin. Which way do you think this goes? Coleman says, look, the stakes have never been higher than now on this. So this is a flawed recount process, and this deserves to be handled correctly. And that's why he's pursuing it all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's a fair question, fair or foul. You know, at this point, I think he should have bowed out. He should have already bowed out of this. So the Minnesota Supreme Court will now hear arguments over our nation's longest, I mean, the longest baby you go in the history books, longest Senate vacancy in 34 years. And you don't know how long this is going to take. And if Coleman loses, he could still file another suit. He could file a federal lawsuit, or he could even petition the U.S. Supreme Court. And they might not take the case, but that's what he could do. So far, 50, follow the bouncing ball, $50 million has been spent on this stuff. And they're both chasing, or really Coleman, because he's pushing it, chasing this idea of the Senate seat. It's exhausting. And it's ridiculous, and I can't believe we live in the country that we live in, and we can't get this right with the voting system and the recounts. It's crazy. At some point, you have to say it's time to say when, and I think that time to say when should have already happened, don't you? 800-259-5791. I mentioned this. Mother Nature rears her ugly head almost each and every couple of days here on America Tonight. We have hurricane season that is rapidly upon us now. And some people, you know, hurricane season brings up some hardships for people who are risking it because the insurance is so expensive or very hard to get depending on where you live. So you look up and down the coastlines. Anywhere in between Florida and the Carolinas, et cetera, the Gulf Coast region, obviously, premiums are huge, and the coverages change big time. Some people get just dropped completely because they're in a high-risk area. I have cousins who live in Galveston, Texas, and, of course, they were slammed by Rita, but they had grandfathered into their insurance policy the bottom of their two-level house that was right there in the canal, which was completely destroyed by this hurricane. So they were covered by their insurance. A lot of people around them weren't. Homeowners' insurance premiums are up about 3% and even more in some of those coastal areas. So with the hurricane season starting Monday officially and running until November 30th. Boy, a lot of people have their fingers crossed. Oof, a lot have them crossed because the payouts have been, I mean, for the companies too, catastrophic losses. And that's why you see that shoot up. $26 billion insurers paid out. So changes in all kinds of things. In Texas, in Florida and some of the areas that I mentioned, pretty tough if you don't have that coverage. And Katrina, of course, we all know this, cost everybody. It's over $45 billion, but the bottom line there is so many people got screwed by their insurance companies and had no clue after paying year after year after year what they were really getting. Some of the ridiculous nonsense that happened is just absolutely sickening. In Florida, even, and in Mississippi, too, they went through the same thing. Anybody out there struggling with that insurance policy stuff, shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
A lot of people are talking about. We are too here on America Tonight. You might remember this name, Dr. George Tiller. And of course, with the abortion issue hinging, it's sad to hear that he was shot dead at his church in Wichita, Kansas. Yeah. So I think what's going to happen, when you've got Sonia Sotomayor and the Supreme Court nominee and the grilling that's going to happen with the Senate confirmation hearings, one of the thorny issues, it always is the abortion issue. And like I said, horrible story with this, no matter what you think of this Dr. Tiller, certainly somebody gunning him down in a church is just sickening and sad, no matter what the guy did. And when I say what he did, it's because he was a guy, you've got many, many, many anti-abortion groups who were smart to get out in front of this and condemn the killing of Tiller, because he was a prominent doctor who did many, many abortions in that area. But what happens is you might see you'll have abortion rights activists who would use this to really slam the entire anti-abortion movement as crazy extremism. And there are certainly aspects that are crazy, certainly people who are crazy extremists on both sides of this. But I hope that doesn't happen, because really Tiller was one of the few American doctors who specialized, and this was what made him so controversial, he specialized in late-term abortions. And so there have been many, many protests and harassments that he's gone through for years. He was even wounded at one point by gunfire from an anti-abortion activist back in the early 90s. So once again, and this is why it's just despicable, you have somebody who has used violence to try to advance their extreme anti-choice, their anti-choice of feelings. But that the problem is, this is just one crazy nut. And, he's just one crazy nut did this. So, sadly, it's sad that happened, but unfortunately, it's going to become front and center what many people will use to continue to push hard on the other side of this. You know, even the president for the National Organization for Women came out and said, look, the doctor knew, Tiller was so aware of the danger that he faced, and he continued to push forward and do what he believed that he needed to do in some desperate circumstances, so he knew it. He knew that this was a possibility. Now, Tiller, just as kind of a side note to this, he was the eighth U.S. abortion doctor or provider, whichever way you want to say, murdered since 1977, and 17 others have been on a target list as well. And, you know, I'll just say this again with a broad brush, you don't want to see any movement portrayed this way. This is the problem that happens on all sides of this. It's like the gun issue. You have gun accidents that are horrific. You have some nut that decides to shoot people on a college campus, just sickening and sad. He had mental problems. And what was the problem there? Maybe there should have been better checks. That's what I always say about guns. Make better checks then. Checks and balances with the whole gun thing. But don't take the guns away from people, because they have the right to choose to carry them if they want to, I believe. That's my opinion, right? So whenever something happens with some crazy person goes off and shoots people, well, then that just becomes the rallying cry for the anti-gun movement. And now here's the same thing in the Tiller situation, and that's too bad. It's too bad because whether you agree with the guy and you thought it's outrageous what he did, especially because you were talking about late-term situations, that's fine. But for someone to have his life snuffed out, I'm going to call foul, certainly, on that. All right, moving along, like I said, that was a huge, huge, sad, sad story. Moving along, though, something else that was very, very prominent over the weekend as we spring into another week. The push with the gay marriage is on. It is game on in California. After what the court had to say last week in upholding Prop 8, saying that the 18,000 marriages that were performed were fine until Prop 8 came along, but anything after, forget about it, right? So you had a huge rally in Fresno to support the idea of same-sex marriage. And you had others just who were protesting in the other direction, too, thousands marching against the ban on gay marriage. So we can tell that besides the economic rippling effects on the West Coast, what is the other thing that people are concerned about? And it's the marriage issue. Prop 8. So you had massive support for the Prop 8, supporting it, to continue to support it, and the opposite thing happening within a two-day span. And, I mean, the crowds I heard were really, really big. And is Prop 8 going to survive? Or will it be overturned? See, if it's overturned, though, if you have initiatives on the next ballot, this is, and you know this listening to me, anything that happens in your area, whatever it is that you go and you're voting on, you see the heavy push for it, you look and you see the advertisements or whatever, and particularly this obviously was very, very big, the Prop 8 thing. It's not back on the ballot. It can't be back on the ballot, I think, until 2010 or even 2012. So that's quite a while. And you had people screaming at the top of their lungs as the, because this is Fresno I was talking about, the Fresno mayor took the stage and people were screaming, shame on you, shame on you, we'll make a stand. And it's tearing people up in that. It's tearing people up in California. In fact, got a couple emails here because we talked about it a ton last week. Quickly, let me run, not walk, to my inbox. And here,
mistress.
Oh, I love that. Can we hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Anybody who calls me mistress, ooh, you have a big in with this show. All right, so I wanted to hit this up about the approving the gay marriage, not the gay marriage. It's, I think because this issue is really becoming huge. Okay, James hits us up with the email, listening to us. In fact, he says, I used to listen to you in the Central Coast of California. I moved, Kate. I check out your show in Connecticut. I'm WSTC. Here's what I would say. You were talking about this last week, what the court said, the 6-1 vote in California. And I'm going to say, I think it's wise to step away from this. I think they did the right thing. Forget about the gay marriage, keep the civil unions, and let's move on with this. Here's another one from Dan. Dan, he says, Kate, I was listening to what you had to say about the gay marriage deal and what happened with the judges in California, the vote that they had, the protests, of course, in San Francisco, the protests in Los Angeles, San Diego, etc. And the people in California as a whole, I believe, really want gay marriage. Why shouldn't they have it? Look at the other states, for goodness sake, who are approving gay marriage. It's shocking to me that California doesn't have it. Hey, fair enough. If you told me, if you named off a bunch of states, I would have said, oh, yeah, if you told, you didn't tell me. I'd gone away for 10 years, came back, hey, 4 states and then the 5th state is going to approve gay marriage. If you listed the states and California wasn't on there, I would be stunned. And that's why the people are really revolting, but there's still a push from the other side as well. That's why it's great to live in America, because you know what? You have the freedom to voice your dissent. You wouldn't do that. You couldn't do that in a lot of other countries, my friends.